The Domestic Animal Diversity Information System, we call it DADIS. Before coming to the revamped version, let me say it is the most complete source of global information on animal genetic resources data today. And this is the result of about 3 decades of collecting data. Now we launched the 4th version of this system. And what is new? Well, it's the information technology we are applying. It is applying a 21st century approach. And with this technology, we can provide the users with a lot of very flexible tools to calculate indicators, produce beautiful graphs and tables. And I think it's also quite interesting for scientists now, because it's the first time that this information system allows you to export the data in a quite easy way, so scientists could do their own analysis. The graphs and tables can also be exported, and this can be interesting for a country to provide policymakers, politicians with interesting graphs and tables to better explain the situation on the animal genetic resources within a specific country.
How could this tool help bridging the information gap?
Of course, the tool itself cannot really help, but we hope that a modern and very user-friendly tool will motivate the countries to provide data, and also the tools we have inside, which can make visible the data gaps, show where the country has problems, might help to bridge this gap.
How does the system contribute to calculating the Sustainable Development Goals-related indicators?
The new DADIS provides countries with the possibility to store data relevant to 2 indicators under the Sustainable Development Goals. And it's 2 indicators. One, the indicator 251, is an indicator on cryoconservation data, so we can deep freeze material of animal genetic resources in the case a breed gets extinct in the real world. With this cryoconserved material, we could re-establish the breed. And the second indicator, there are also the data stored in the system, it's the indicator 252, and it's an indicator on the proportion of local breeds being at risk of extinction or not at risk or of unknown risk status, which is also kind of information that we have a data gap.
Thank you very much for being with us, Ms. Baumung.
Thank you.